Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the fifth Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. And today there is a wonderful message. We are all being told that all of us are wounded in some way. And from the very first reading today, from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 7 to 10, and I quote, "Thus says the Lord, to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you." I often wonder, and maybe you're wondering and saying to yourself, "I'm not wounded." But if we look at our lives and see what our fears are, our disappointments about ourselves, and I, for one, will say that I had a very low self-confidence. Confidence even to be here in front of you today. I fought with it all my life. Where it came from, I'm not quite sure. But this is a wound. Something like that. A personality defect. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. We all end up with something. Our homes are not perfect, and things that happened to us in our lives do affect us and bring on various imperfections and disabilities, if you like. If you have a desperate need to be loved, a desperate need to be popular, a desperate need to be right and to have the right answer always, then these are indications of wounds that we have. They are given to us to help us to become better people. This is a very positive way to turn it around. In fact, it is through these wounds, which you can call cracks in your personality, like cracks and imperfections in wood of a door, for example, that light breaks through. And I mean the light of God, the light of love, in other words. Actually, when we accept them for what they are and name them, then we become better and happier people. If we can see and admit to ourselves, "Yes, I have a lack of confidence," or "I get annoyed very quickly," or "I have to be always right," or "I need to be popular," when we name the imperfection, then that is half the battle won, because then we start on the road to accepting those imperfections, those wounds, as is mentioned today in our first reading. Another way of describing these wounds is low self-esteem. Let the light of Christ shine through those cracks in our personalities, and we even can grow and become better people, people of light. If we don't, it can lead to extreme forms of behavior, like drinking too much or using chemicals to help us through our pain, because it's a pain. There was a spiritual writer and lecturer in my young days who was very popular in the mid-70s. He's a priest, and he came back to his own people, his own brothers in the society to which he belonged. He was a guest speaker at a conference. And on the day he was supposed to give this talk, he was waiting to come on stage. And he peeped through the curtain and he saw the people that he was going to speak to. And what did he see? He saw old men, with wrinkled faces, and probably with great pain in their lives, wounds from living long lives, and maybe suffering, maybe from alcoholism or addictions of some kind or another. So he felt very, very ashamed at what he was hoping to do. And that was to impress those poor souls at how good he was, rather than to go out and show those people how good they are and how God loves them with all their faults and failings. Let me quote St. Paul here from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, when he says, "And so it was with me, brothers and sisters, when I came to you, I did not come with eloquence of human wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. My message and my preachings were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom alone, but on God's power." End of quote. This is real humility. And Paul wasn't relying on his intelligence, although he was an intelligent man. But that didn't matter. He went out to preach Christ crucified, and he wasn't even thinking of the words to say, of big words and impressive thoughts, but to be moved rather by the power of the Spirit. In moving other people that are listening to realize how much God loves them, and that's the real message. We are wounded healers in this way because we know we have our faults and failings, our self-hatreds. They are now wiped away by being able to name them and say, "Lord, heal me." And in so doing, we will be healed. And through these wounds, we have the light of God, the cracks in the door that let through the light. And this is what forces us, pushes us out to go out to others who are similar to us and in need of this great message. In our brains, there is something like a tape recorder, and maybe there are too many negative messages there saying, "You are no good. You're not intelligent. You will fail." This tape recorder has a stop button, like all tape recorders. We have been asked today to stop the tape recorder. These are negative, poisonous, toxic messages, and they can be recorded over with positive messages, like in the gospel today. "I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I can do it because God is giving me the power to do it." These messages will help the light to come through to other people and moves them to know that God loves them. Thank you for listening, and may God help you to have a lovely day and a wonderful week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.